Bring a central law to stop illegal conversions, VHP. New Delhi, November 15, 2022. Central Joint General Secretary of Vishwa Hindu Parishad, VHP, Dr. Surendra Jain, while agreeing with the concern of the Honorable Supreme Court on illegal conversions, has urged the central government to make a central law soon to stop illegal conversions. He said that various incidents that happened across the country and also the commissions formed on this subject say quite loud and clear that illegal conversion is a threat to the fundamental right to religious freedom and national security. The Honorable Supreme Court of Bharat on Monday, November 14, 2022, gave a clear warning that if this is not stopped, then a dangerous situation will be created for the country. The SAI said, religious conversions by means of force, allurement or fraud may ultimately affect the security of the nation and freedom of religion and conscience of citizens, while directing the center to step in and clarify what it intends to do to curb compulsory or deceitful religious conversions. There may be freedom of religion, but there may not be freedom of religion by forced conversion. This is a very serious issue. Everybody has the right to choose their religion, but not by forced conversion or by giving temptation, said the SAI. Dr. Jain said that the Honorable Judiciary had in many cases earlier also stressed the need for a central law on illegal conversions. It has become clear time and again that conversion done by force, fraud and allurement is illegal, but in the absence of a clear law, the plotters and connivers could not be punished. The Vishwa Hindu Parishad, the Sant fraternity and other leading figures of Bharat have always been on the same page that illegal conversion must be stopped. For this, many great men and organizations have continuously struggled and made sacrifices. The struggle and sacrifice of Bhagwan Birsa Munda to protect our tribal brethren from the deceitful prowling Exian missionaries is unforgettable. Many great men like the Sikh Gurus, Swami Shraddhanand, Swami Laxmanand, et al., sacrificed their lives only to stop illegal horizontal religious conversions. VHP has also passed resolutions on this subject several times. He said, history teaches us the unfortunate lesson that such illegal conversions have already changed the geography of Bharat, putting it into geostrategic, geopolitical and geocultural disadvantages and still threaten its security, prosperity and territorial integrity. Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh were created because of religious conversions. Illegal conversion is also responsible for the plight of Hindus in Kashmir, the Northeast, Bengal and many districts of Kerala. Conversion is also the main reason behind the gruesome and barbaric murder of hundreds of girls like Shraddha, Nikita, et al. For this work, many anti-national forces are active in Bharat, India, with the support of foreign powers. Many a time, conversion mafia, jihadis and crusaders are also reported to have been caught who convert and use even innocent and handicapped children to serve their purposes. Security agencies have expressed apprehension that these innocent children are also used as human bombs by the conversion mafia. Illegal conversion not only poses a threat to national security and territorial integrity but also to social harmony and coexistence. After independence, all the commissions set up to look into the illegal conversion activities and networks have expressed a clear opinion that a central law must be made to stop it. Dr. Jain said that at present, laws have been made in 8 states of Bharat to stop illegal conversions. But this problem is pan-Bharat, behind which anti-Bharat international conspirator forces are actively working. Proofs have also been found several times of the immense amount of money being pumped into the network by them. It has become clear from the activities of the Exian missionaries in the northeastern and the eastern states and the activities of the PFI across the country that national security has been in danger due to religious conversions. Despite this, some political parties oppose an anti-conversion law due to vote bank politics, while earlier the same political parties themselves had brought such laws in the states ruled by them. It is clear from this that these political parties are not going to bring anti-conversion laws in the states being ruled by them because of their vested interests. In today's time, the problem of illegal conversion has assumed a horrible form. Seeing this ghastly form of illegal conversion, it is clear that this anti-national and anti-social conspiracy cannot be stopped by making laws in isolation only in a few states. Dr. Jain reiterated that it is the need of the hour that a pan-Bharat comprehensive central law should be brought forthwith to rid the country of the demography and democracy changing, abnormal, anomalous, invasive, undermining, meddling and anti-constitutional activities and networks of illegal horizontal religious conversions. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.